Welcome back to King's Podcast, The Wellness Dive with Lucky. I'm your host, Esther Lucky. Today, we are joined by Dr. Ahmed Hassan, Consultant General Laparoscopic and Bariatric Surgeon with more than 24 years of experience. And he'll be taking us on a deep dive into bariatrics. Yes, you guessed it, weight loss. Doctor, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
To start off, I don't know the number of the episode of our podcast today, but so far the ones I've spoken to, the doctors that I've spoken to, for most conditions, obesity ends up being like one of the most common underlying causes of certain conditions. How true is that? And what do you think about it?
It is true statement. Obesity is actually quite common predisposing factor for many diseases. And if you think about it, it's simply that the burden is being put on many organs is increased as a result of the increased body weight. Just an example, if you think of a heart, which is required to pump blood to tissues of 70 kilograms, is different from this same heart pumping the same amount of blood to 100 or 150 kilograms of weight. The increased burden on this heart will lead to diseases, and in extreme cases, it could lead to failure. The same applies to many other organs, like the lungs, joints. Joints, if you think joint designed to carry a weight of 60 or 70 kilograms, and then these joints is required to carry a weight of 100, obviously this joint is going to develop many diseases.
Yes, all right. This brings me to, it's like every other day I come across someone or people saying that, oh, I have to lose weight, I need to lose weight, I'm morbidly obese, I really have to lose weight. Do you think obesity is becoming a pandemic, and is it a disease? Can you tell me it is a disease?
Obviously, it is the price we are paying for the modern society and the style of living we are living. The style we are living now is completely different to the way of living decades before. Like our parents and the grandparents, they used to do quite a lot of activity, which we don't require to do it now. For example, everything is, you got tools to do it, everything is computerized. So we don't spend the same expenditures in terms of activity as our predecessor. And also, the type of food we are eating is different to the type of food which used to be eaten in the past. We eat quite a lot of processed food and fast food. Unfortunately, these changes in the lifestyle is going to stay. It's not going to change. Yeah. But what need to change is to increase the awareness of the need for modifying this lifestyle to accommodate these changes. The good thing is that with any new problem, always are new solutions. And for example, like the type of weight loss procedure, surgery or so, this wasn't known or wasn't prevalent decades before, as the problem wasn't there. Now, there's a problem exists and the solution exists.
Talking about solutions, yes. Weight loss solutions.
Yeah.
We have fat diets, we have exercise, we have injections, and then we have bariatrics. Is it anybody can use either of these, or do you customize it to an individual after they say?
The basic equation in here is a balance between input and output. Input by input, I mean the amount of consumed calorie, and the output is the amount of burned calorie. This balance is the key. If the amount of calories input is equal to the output, the person will stay the same. If the input more than the output, the person will put weight on. If the output is more than the input, the person will lose weight. So to achieve this, it's quite simple. You either increase the output and decrease the input, which is dieting and exercising, to lose weight. To achieve this, it's usually achievable for minor to moderate weight loss, required weight loss. Like if someone is got 5-10 kilos of excess weight, can achieve it, or even up to 15-20 kilograms. When it is higher level than this, which need to be lost, most people will struggle, because it is difficult for anyone to maintain a diet and keep starving him or herself for a long period, and hence will come the requirement for intervention and mainly surgery.
Like surgery and the injections. For instance, we spoke about this new weight loss injection with Dr. Imran from endocrinology.
Yes.
Yeah. So, straight to the point now. What is bariatrics?
Yeah. Bariatric surgery is any procedure or intervention which would lead to sustained and maintained weight loss. Not just a temporary fix, but a maintained weight loss.
And when do you recommend this procedure? At what point? Or can anybody just walk into your clinic and say, "Doctor, I want to lose weight, please"?
No, it's not. It's simple, but not as simple as that. I think the recommendation, if we start by the indication for surgery, this something evolves. It's a dynamic process, and it evolves by time. If you just look at it 2-3 decades before, weight loss surgery was indicated mainly for patients with BMI more than 40. Although the operation...
So a BMI more than 40, that is obese?
That's morbidly obese.
Morbidly obese, okay.
Yeah. So that's morbid obesity. Operations was indicated only for this category of patient, as it was known that these patients have higher risk if they don't have something to make them lose weight. And when the operation was safe, but not as safe as it is now, it was limited to this category of patients. As time evolved and the operation became safer and safer, we reduced the restriction, and then we offer the operation to patients and people with BMI 35 and even to people with BMI above 30 with other conditions. So the indication for surgery, it changes as the safety of the operation, safety profile for procedure changes. In answering your question about anyone walking to the clinic and having the surgery, no, it's not as simple as that for any surgery, for bariatric or in fact any surgery. Any patients coming for surgery, we always balance between the risks and the benefit. What is the benefit to the patient from the procedure, and what is the risks? And if the benefit outweighs the risks, then we recommend the surgery. And in vast majority of these patients now, as the operations became safe and safer and safer, we offer the operation to a larger range of patients.
Okay, so if somebody wants to have the procedure, they are morbidly obese or obese or on borderline obese. Should they be suffering from any other medical condition other than the excess weight? Or they can just come with only excess weight and you can, after consultation and everything that you do, you can approve the surgery for them?
Sure. Broadly speaking, without individualizing it to each patient, but we do individualize it to each patient, broadly speaking, if the patient is morbidly obese with BMI more than 40, they don't need to have any other comorbidity, meaning no other medical problem need to be associated. They are indicated for surgery. If the patient is BMI more than 35 with one comorbidity, like, for example, high blood pressure, joint problem, it is an indication for surgery. If the patient BMI more than 30 but got two comorbidities like high blood pressure and diabetes, so they are indicated for surgery. So two comorbidities with BMI 30, one comorbidity with BMI 35, no comorbidity with BMI more than 40.
Okay. I have a BMI of 40. Let's assume. I come to you. Yes. Sure. You approve the surgery for me. I undergo the surgery. How long will it take before I see the results? Weight loss results.
It's quite quick thing. Mm-hmm. Like I normally see my patient first visit after 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you would have lost quite significant amount of weight. Mm-hmm. In 3 months' time, you would have lost even more significant weight loss. The weight loss is rapid at the beginning and slows down by the time. Mm-hmm. Most people would complete the weight loss in a matter of 9 to 12 months. Oh. But it is quite noticeable and rapid at the beginning.
Uh-huh. Okay, so BMI 40, what percentage of their total body weight can they lose?
Right. We normally calculate it from the excess weight. Mm-hmm. So say someone is 120 kilos, mm-hmm. but the ideal body weight for this person should be 70 kilos. So there is an excess weight of 50. So the percentage we are looking, we can reach up to 80-85% of the excess weight, mm-hmm. which meaning that this person can lose about 40 to 43 kilos of weight, so would reach to 77-80 kilograms.
That's impressive.
Yes.
So I'm just going to assume that it's not all smooth sailing. There has to be some challenges involved somewhere, and I'm sure you've seen some with your patients. Do they, I assume they have to adhere to a certain, they have to stick to a certain diet and protocols to follow
sure.
for them to lose this amount of weight?
Yeah.
What are these? And what happens if they don't follow these protocols?
Yes. Yeah, that's really an important question because anything in life shouldn't be taken for granted. Mm-hmm. That it's important that the patient understands the operation, what it involves, and what is expected from the operation, and they need to work with it. Mm-hmm. It's, for example, it's not expected that someone think that he or she had an operation and then liquidize marspar and drink it and say mm-hmm. that I had an operation. No, obviously you are not going to achieve the weight loss, desired weight loss. So most of the bariatric operation, which namely either bypass or sleeve gastrectomy, mm-hmm. you don't need to stick to a diet, but you just eat till you feel full. Mm-hmm. And when you feel full, that is the meal gone. You don't eat after that. Mm-hmm. And I advise patients to eat the maximum 3 meals a day. Mm-hmm. There are some people who normally 2 meal eater. If they are 2 meal eater, they continue with the 2 meals. If they are 3 meal eater, they eat 3 meals. Mm-hmm. And in between the meals, nothing to eat, apart from having drinks like squash, mm-hmm. water, flavored water, tea, coffee, anything.
Okay, now the trickiest question here.
Sure.
This weight that has been lost, is it permanent and can it be maintained?
In vast majority of patients, it is maintained. I did study on my patient who I studied 450 patients who mm-hmm. had the surgery, and 96% of them maintained the weight loss, the desired weight loss, for 4 years after the operation. Mm-hmm. And these 4 years, this was the time of the study. But majority of them continued to maintain it after that. Mm-hmm. If patients hasn't regained the weight in this period of time, it's less likely that they will start regaining it after that. And important factor in here mm-hmm. is the follow-up. And it's not only the follow-up. I think it is the process from the beginning that the patient understand the operation, understand what it involves and what's expected and how he or she is going to work with it, mm-hmm. and build the relationship with the surgeon, and this relationship continue after the operation. Mm-hmm. Surgeons, we are not technicians just doing an operation and forget about the patient. No, okay. It needs to be maintained. Like it's the system we have, like mm-hmm. I see this patient after 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months. Mm-hmm. And even after that, or in between that, patient have access to talk to me for advice or for any problem happening to them.
Mm-hmm.
Patient might not be aware for it. So, for example, patient might not be thinking that, is it normal to be eating this amount of food? And they just need the assurance mm-hmm. that, yes, yeah. it is normal to be eating that. Is it normal that patient would ask that I cannot eat and drink at the same time? Yes, it is normal. And patient ask, what I'm going to do with the food? Would I have it as in between the meals or have it as part of the meal?
Mm-hmm.
So simple things which could have an impact mm-hmm. on maintaining the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And all what's required in here is a good follow-up and continuous relationship between the surgeon and the patient.
All right, doctor. Thank you. So to finish off, at King's, we have the Bariatrics Weight Loss Program.
Sure.
It's made up of a multidisciplinary team of experts like yourself. But when we say this, people out there, they don't know who these experts are. Maybe you can just tell us who are involved in this program and how the program works.
Sure. We are a team, and the team involves dietitian
mm-hmm.
and physician. Physician is medical doctors of different specialities, gastroenterologist and endocrinologist, pulmonologist, which is the lung physician, specialist anesthetist, and psychiatrist. How it works, some patients coming and they have other associated disease, which is either the cause of their increased weight, like some endocrine diseases, or in association or a result from the increased weight. This condition needs to be treated either first or optimized prior to having the surgery. So this will be the role of physician. Dietitian have a role in sometimes even what people think it's basic things.
Mm-hmm.
When patients have reduced meals after surgery, they don't know how to make this meal balanced meat mm-hmm. to have all the nutrients in it. And this is the role of the dietitian, give them examples of meals and food to eat. The specialist anesthetist, every patient coming for surgery sees the specialist anesthetist, and he obviously takes battery of bloods and mm-hmm. to see if the patient is fit enough to have the surgery or not, and if there is any other things which need to be optimized. And the team involves the surgeon, which is myself.
Yeah. All right, doctor. Thank you so much.
It's
and
a
thank you for joining us here today. It was an honor.
It's a pleasure.
You heard the doctor, calories in versus calories out. Now to book an appointment with Dr. Hassan, call 04-247-7777. Until next time, ciao.